CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The White House is pushing back against House GOP's impeachment inquiry into President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Announcing the formal impeachment inquiry, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy cited allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. But the White House fired back, calling it extreme politics at its worst. Spokesman Ian Sams said House Republicans have been investigating the president for 9 months and they've turned up no evidence of wrongdoing. The White House also pointed to GOP members of Congress who have publicly stated there's no evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, at a news conference, Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says even after they had spotted escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcanti's heat signature and had him cornered, he tried to get away.
Shortly after 8 a.m., tactical teams converged on the area where the heat source was. They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcanti did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred. That did not stop him from trying to escape. He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him.
But it was a futile attempt to escape. Cavalcanti has been on the lam for nearly 2 weeks. Leaders of the United Auto Workers Union are considering targeted strikes at a small number of factories run by each of Detroit's three automakers. That's if they can't reach contract agreements by a Thursday night deadline. The union's leadership discussed smaller-scale strikes, and local union leaders were told of this strategy this week. That's according to two people with knowledge of the moves. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 43 points, and the NASDAQ adding 76. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
On the international front, rescuers have found over 2,000 bodies after floods devastate eastern Libya and displace over 30,000 people.
In the Libyan city of Derna, cranes pour dirt over a pit full of bodies. Extensive flooding in the area caused dams to break and washed away entire neighborhoods. Rescuers worked endlessly to carry people to safety from the floodwaters, which the Red Cross said reached heights of 23 feet. Analyst Claudia Gazzini told the AP the damage is so extensive the city is almost inaccessible for humanitarian aid workers.
Part of the roads accessing Derna have been destroyed, so the city is isolated.
Officials fear the death toll could exceed 5,000, the nation made vulnerable by years of turmoil and neglect. I'm Karen Chabas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will intervene in an ongoing court case blocking San Francisco from cleaning homelessness encampments.
The Democratic governor says the judge has gone too far and is preventing California from solving a critical problem. Gavin Newsom says he hopes the case goes all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. He spoke Tuesday during an interview with the news outlet Politico in Sacramento. He previously blasted the judge's ruling that says the city can't clear encampments without more available shelter beds. Newsom is the former mayor of San Francisco. California is home to roughly one-third of the nation's population of homeless people, a problem that's dogged Newsom since he took office. I'm Julie Walker.
In Santa Fe, New Mexico, friends and admirers are mourning former two-term governor Bill Richardson, who died early this month at the age of 75. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. State Assembly Republicans Tuesday passed a package of tax cuts totaling nearly $3 billion. Oostburg Republican Terry Katzma.
The governor, after his line item veto, the average tax cut was about $36. This proposal that we have here today is going to result in an average tax cut of about $770. We need to return this money back to the taxpayers.
The bill would reduce the third highest tax bracket to 4.4% from 5.3% and also expand an existing break on retirement income. Governor Tony Evers has already promised a veto, warning the cuts would break the bank for future state budgets. The future of a popular Milwaukee attraction remains in doubt, and it's not American Family Field. The Milwaukee County Committee on Parks and Culture Tuesday received a report on the Mitchell Park domes, which were built in 1959 and are in disrepair. Four options include demolition, repair of all three domes, rebuilding all three domes, or a new conservatory with one dome. Those options range in cost from over $4 million for demolition to nearly $70 million for the latter two options. A new report from the State Department of Health Services finds that falls are a leading cause of injury and death in Wisconsin.
Chris Krasnowski, executive director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging, says many factors can contribute to fall risks.
Certainly hazards in the home. We know most falls are happening in and around people's homes.
Last year, EMS providers responded to over 130,000 falls across Wisconsin. September is Fall Awareness Prevention Month. Find out more at fallsfreewi.org. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Renovation work is underway at the Waukesha County Courthouse. The $115 million makeover will upgrade the HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and audiovisual systems and address several mechanical issues in the 64-year-old building. The courthouse's entrance and lobby will also be expanded. Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrell.
This is not only a testament to the commitment to our public safety, but also a generational change that we're making here at the courthouse.
That refurbishing work is expected to be completed by late 2026. And state hunters can help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources with a study on deer density. The agency says the study will use such data sources as trail cameras and GPS-collared deer. DNR officials say that all licensed gun hunters can apply to participate in a two-day gun deer hunt connected to the study. It'll happen December 9th and 10th at the Sand Hill Wildlife Area in Badcock. Get more details at the DNR website. Ted Ayla, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Marjorie Klochowski, 96, of Phillips, passed away on August 31st in Marshfield. She is survived by her daughters, Kitty Bessie, Laverne Rondo, and Christine Huff. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandchildren. There will be a memorial service at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Phillips that will be held on September 30th at 2 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marjorie Klochowski, 96, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMILE for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMILE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMILE.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents a Samson huge online auction going on right now, right here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Holy cow, over 1,000 lots with many new-in-the-box items. Yes, the Samsons were collectors. Here's a short list. Including holiday decor, new in the box, Christmas lights and yard decorations, etc., plus lawn and garden items, again, new in the box, and fishing and boating items, you guessed it, many new in the box. Hurry, online bidding begins and ends this Thursday, September 14th at 6 p.m. and following. Special preview day prior, 10 to 1 on Thursday at 111 Cemetery Road here in Phillips. Visit HeckmanAuction.com to see what else is new in the box and be sure to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 61. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 35. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Mid-60s, Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered storms, Friday. Chance for scattered rain showers, Saturday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 61 on Sunday. Another look at the short range, a high of 61 this afternoon. Lows level off around 35 tonight. We should top off around 70 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 54.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Not sure which thermometer to choose? Accuracy matters. Exergen Temporal Scanner is the smart choice. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen, the number one choice for medical professionals at the top-ranked hospitals in the U.S. Learn more at Exergen.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. Big heartbreak in the Big Apple for New York Jets fans.
Aaron Rodgers has a torn left Achilles tendon, according to a person familiar with the diagnosis, and the 39-year-old quarterback likely will miss the rest of the New York Jets season. An MRI on Tuesday confirmed the four-time NFL MVP's injury, the person told the Associated Press. NFL Network first reported Rodgers tore the Achilles tendon, which occurred after the Jets' fourth snap of Monday's season opener against Buffalo. Torn Achilles tendons typically take several months of recovery due to the extensive rehabilitation needed. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Also in the NFL, former wide receiver Mike Williams has died. Williams got injured in a construction accident 2 weeks ago and was put on a ventilator. Doctors then took him off. Williams was 36 years old. This is SRN Sports. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves now closer to another division title with an extra inning win over the Philadelphia Phillies.
Eddie Rosario's RBI single in the top of the 10th inning gave the Braves a 7-6 win over the Phillies. Atlanta led a 1.62 before Philadelphia battled back, tying the game in the bottom of the ninth when a leadoff home run by Trey Turner. Rosario's game-winning hit enabled the Braves to reduce the magic number to clinch the National League Eastern Division to 1. Bryce Harper, homer for the Phils. It was his 1,500th career Major League hit. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Other National League winners include Pittsburgh, the Mets, Milwaukee, Colorado, and the Dodgers. Meanwhile, American League winners, the Yankees, the White Sox, Texas, Minnesota, Oakland, the Yankees again, Kansas City, and Seattle. This is SRN Sports. I'm Andrew Stewart.
The Brewers managed just five hits, but they made them count, and starter Freddie Peralta made sure of it, tossing six and a third innings of one-run, two-hit ball for his 12th win of the season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Peralta struck out nine, giving him 200 for the season. First time he's reached that milestone. Manager Craig Counsell.
In a strange way, maybe the home run was a good thing for Freddie because it seemed to just really lock him in, and thought he was just excellent tonight. I thought his both off-speed pitches were really, really good tonight. Really, really did a nice job with his off-speed stuff.
Newcomer Josh Donaldson had two hits and two walks, including his first home run. As a Brewer, the Brewers increasing their lead on the Cubs in the Central to four games After Chicago fell to the Rockies 6-4 in Denver last night, Cincinnati remained 7 back after they beat the Tigers 6-5. The Packers adding some offensive line depth by signing guard Michael Jordan to their practice squad. Jordan was originally selected by the Bengals in the 4th round of the 2019 draft out of Ohio State. He has 29 career starts and has appeared in 55 games over the last 4 seasons. The Packers made room by releasing tight end Austin Allen. Packers back on the practice field today. They're getting ready for Sunday's road game at Atlanta. Opening week of the 2023 NFL season capped off by the most watched Monday night football game in ESPN history. Matchup between the Jets and Bills, watched by more than 22 million viewers. Top-ranked and unbeaten Wisconsin meets Marquette in women's college volleyball at Fiserv Forum tonight. Matchup already a sellout, expected to set new indoor attendance mark. Coach Kelly Sheffield on continuing this rivalry with Marquette.
The teams are too good and too close not to play each other. I've got a lot of respect for Ryan and the growth of their program, you know. But we're also, you know, the most important thing is our team and our program. And number one, it's a good team right down the road for our program. So we want to play.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One smile is great, but one smile in a community of smiles is so much better. A smile has a secret power that most people don't know about. A smile multiplies. It spreads from one person to the next, stretching across entire groups of people. Smile Train knows this and is proud to be creating a wave of smiles across the cleft lip and palate community in over 70 countries. Patients, doctors, advocates, fundraisers. Collectively, our smiles are a celebration of the transformed lives of over 1.5 million children. Learn how Smile Train is helping the cleft lip and palate community at smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time. But I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm drinking.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
If I call you an angel, ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no, just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close, that's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown, got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the if you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys, we'll trade this whole world, yeah. For one of them girls who likes to act all quiet, sexy, not even trying, yeah, you know I ain't lying, damn right. You're one of them girls, broke every heart in your hometown, on the day you rode out, got them all wishing on stars, man.
Stops at the fence.
the Green, Luke Combs. Different round here. So did you hear about this dog at the Atlanta International Airport got lost? This is the world's busiest airport, they say. It happened on a Sunday, 3 weeks ago. Six-year-old Chihuahua Mix was lost when it was being transported from the cargo area. It was in one of those cages that they transport little dogs, I suppose big dogs too. Anyways, CBS News reports the dog was tired, but found apparently in good health. She was transported to the vet and is expected to return home soon. This began, this drama began on August 18th. They searched everywhere for this dog. One or two people saw it. They had night goggles searching for this dog, and they finally found it in the cargo area. So the dog is reunited with its person. Way to go, Maya. You got out of this one. Chris Stapleton's coming up. Lady A, Russell Dickerson, and more. It's all on the way for you right here on your country station.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Every day low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 61. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 35. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Mid-60s, Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered storms, Friday. Chance for scattered rain showers, Saturday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 61 on Sunday. Another look at the short range, a high of 61 this afternoon. Lows level off around 35 tonight. We should top off around 70 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 55.
brand new country.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all that jewelry.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Get his name. Now there's only one thing left for me to do.
So pour that thing up to the top. I'm coming in hot. Hey, bartender.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Russell Dickerson, God Gave Me a Girl. So today is the 12th of September. September 12th. It's a Tuesday. It is National Hug and High Five Day. So you choose whether it's a hug or a high five, all right? National Police Women's Day. It's Video Games Day. We don't have video games in our house because I'm convinced my wife would do it all day long. Not me. I got to work. Ants on a Log Day. That's a weird day. But anyways, on this September 12th, you celebrate. Have a great day, all right?
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you.
What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah. This town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up. There in your drive, got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip or we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window, I'm turning right while you're turning me on. Feel I wanna keep it rolling till the sunrise.